This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. Live Mother's Day edition. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We are discussing vaccines. It's Mark with you.
And Nobody, the artist formerly known as Rich Paul.
And let's just go to the phones right off here. We'll go to Drew calling in from Virginia. Drew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yeah. So I just want to say I support the right of anyone to, concerning any kind of medical treatment, to research, to choose or refuse anything. Because when I look back at it, most medications, and I'll put that in italics, most medications are safe. But in the past 20-some years, there's a list of medications that have been recalled, from a statin to Darvon, Vioxx, Propulsid. And you can look those up. There's like a dozen or so, or a dozen or two that I can remember that I've given as a nurse. And in that decade, it was considered safe. Now, I'm not saying that people should refuse everything, but I support the right to research, choose, or refuse, because you just don't know. It's your body.
And when you say safe is sort of a relative term when used regarding
drugs,
right?
Absolutely.
And, right, yeah, because all of them seem to have these, when you hear them advertised on TV, have this long list of side effects. Now, I will go ahead and say that probably half of those side effects that they're listing off were just, you know, hypochondriacs or weirdos that happened to be in their survey group or whatever, but the other half probably isn't.
I'd like to say one more thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Say one more thing. So
thank you for your services, by the way.
Thank you. So the thing is, okay, to research that medication, A, for how many years, and then B, like how many other medications was that subject taking at that time?
Right.
And not just that, but there are all kinds of drugs that certain people, they call it an allergy, but it's not really an allergy. They have, there's all kinds of drugs that some people can't take.
Well, that sounds like an allergy.
Or they can't take in combination with some other medications. They used to call it polypharmacy. Mm-hmm. Like, once you're taking a certain number of medications, we have no idea where the research goes. So I'm not saying not to take your medicines.
Well, the thing is, if you're looking for people who exist in the sets of people taking various combinations of medicine, maybe there's only 300 people on Earth who take that combination of medicines. Yeah. Are you going to feed them all to some helpless innocent in order to prevent death to somebody who needs them all? It doesn't. None of these things are perfectly safe, so everybody has to make their own best guess.
Thank you for the call, Drew. Really appreciate that. Let's go to Tom calling in from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
When Donald Trump was running for president, a lot of even the Republican candidates were very concerned because he is way more wacko than even most politicians are. But then when he got elected, that proved just how wacko a lot of voters are. I mean, they really are in support of such crazy stuff as he was supporting making all the Muslims in the country have to register as Muslims.
Kind of nonsense, and there hasn't been any attempt to actually do that. You know,
yes,
it sounds like
there was a travel ban that was kind of instituted. Go ahead, Tom.
Supposedly they haven't done that yet. But keep in mind that whenever you use the ATM or your debit card or Easy Pass, or when you use the phone or the internet, go on websites and you're clicking on things, there are records being made not only of what you're doing, but also the date and the time and pretty much the location.
Yeah, they're building a profile of every American, and they're determining where you're traveling, what you're doing at any given time. That's what these license plate readers are doing at this point.
It's also what your phone is doing.
Right.
What I'm getting at now, can I get to the point here, is that the fact that they are not doing any of these things during prayer time is a big indicator. Gee, everybody else goes to use the ATM at this, that, or the other time, and that you suddenly...
Oh, what's the evidence that they're suspending
they can determine
things.
Who's not going, driving, or doing whatever at prayer times. They can then determine what religion people are. I think the fact that if you go to a mosque and they can track your car to and from a mosque, that they can probably determine what your religion is. What do you think?
Well, I think that they can track that you go there to a place that has other things in that area, and they don't know why you're parking in that parking lot, except that it suddenly shifts. You know, if you're going to work and you start work at a certain hour, then you start work an hour sooner after we set the clocks ahead an hour. But the prayer times are based on solar time. So there's the fact that you do that on Fridays, and then there's a sudden shift when we've changed the clocks. You know, you do it an hour earlier because the
you're just talking about an insidiousness of a list, and I think that list is just as insidious if you're Muslim as if you're somebody else. Thank you for your time, Tom. Thank you for the call.
If I were Muslim, I would probably be more concerned than I am about showing up on security's radar.
But at this point, I think what the most relevant thing to say here is that, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't think that the government is already building a list and that you aren't going to fall afoul of that list somehow and in some way, then you're either rather optimistic or you're right. Like, one of those two things is a statement. But if you're right, the chances are that somebody who's close and important to you that you love is going to fall afoul. Idea of the government coming up with a list. This organization that has more laws than you can read in four lifetimes, creating a list of people is dangerous because they can arrest anybody they want, anytime they want.
Yeah, and you're also on a lot of other lists. When the FBI came and arrested me, you know, how did that come about? Well, everything that I can tell leads me to deduce that the FBI called the Keene Police Department, or the Cheshire County Drug Task Force, and said, can you get us some dirt on either a Free Stater or a Free Talk Live host? I don't know what the set was. I just know I was in the set.
Yes.
And that's how I came to their intention, because they wanted to invade a particular political group. Well, how did they do that? They had a list. They had a lot of lists, and they put these lists together. That's what you do with databases.
Let's go to Larry calling in from Indiana. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
You know, you talk about lists. I've been on a terrorist list since 9/11. But
why do you think
anyway,
that is?
Because I came out and was a truther at that time. Same day that happened, I knew it was a farce. But the thing about it is, I got a joke for you guys, and then I got one serious comment. You ready for the joke?
Yep.
When I was in high school, I called my girlfriend. She said, come on over. Nobody's home. I got over there, and nobody was home. But anyway, I was telling
you about it.
That
makes me cry because it happened to me.
I'm going to use that when I change my name to Nobody, when the process is complete.
Okay. Hey, check this out. The tariffs that Trump have got in, I think it's an ingenious plan, because the tariff money that we're getting off of the Chinese, all we have to do is just give it to the industries here in the United States to start their industries up and subsidize them until they can match, so that they can match the prices with the Chinese and actually just put them out of business. Because when you look at Chinese, they're a communist country. They really have control over their people. And the people that they have enslaved over there in labor camps have no incentive to do better. So I think that it's a very ingenious idea that Trump's plan. And you got to admit, he may be a lot of things, but one of the things he is a businessman, and he's been used to bumping heads on down the line. So
did you vote for Trump, Larry?
What are the things that he's
twice? I voted for him twice, and I'm going to vote for him again. Because why? Because he is a businessman, and that's who we need representing us in these matters. We don't need a Bernie Sanders or somebody like Biden or Kamala Harris or those other idiots that are running. They'll never beat him.
I agree with you that we don't need a socialist, but Donald Trump is a socialist, okay? That's what these terrorists are about. He wants to help the exploited worker by forcing rich people to buy American products instead of allowing them to buy what they choose.
5 seconds,
Well, we
Larry.
Want that. Hello?
5 seconds.
We need to just go ahead and have the tariffs and hit the Chinese and beat them down and club the hell out of them.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you'll not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Oh, professional broadcasters here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Mother's Day. Just chatting with my mom out in the... I wish it was the case. I wish it was the case. It's Mark with you.
And Rich Paul.
We were talking about vaccines here and the previous segment, segments here on Free Talk Live, and lots of folks calling in about different things. But apparently there's some bill that's being passed in the Oregon legislature and is likely to be signed by their governor that is going to... make it impossible to claim religious or philosophical exemptions for your kid to go to school. Now, I don't think anybody should be forced into vaccinations. I don't think anybody should be forced to pay. I think a school should be able to choose whether kids are vaccinated or not.
Stand up for a school's right to choose.
I do. I do make that, or at least I should say the administration of a school should be able to choose that. However, right. What I don't think...
But parents should be free to choose to withdraw their kids from that school, too.
And to not pay for it.
Absolutely.
This is all comes down to funding. Mm-hmm. You see, a monopolist is a person who wants to, A, force you to pay for their school, and then, B, force you to adhere by the philosophy of their school. See, mm-hmm. That's what it all comes down to, is these people that have these monopolist philosophies, that you must do this or you must do that. And if you don't, Western civilization will crumble. Well, no, it won't. It'll be fine. There are schools all across America that people aren't forced to pay for, and they continue to go on just fine. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're saying that government schools will fail? Well, that means is that government school should fail.
Yeah.
Any organization that cannot operate within the market should not operate within the market.
Yes, absolutely. Anything that can be destroyed by the truth should be destroyed by the truth is another way to put that.
And the vast majority of these government schools, and the vast majority of government schools, I'm not talking about charter schools. I understand they receive some government money. But the vast majority of government schools, and I'm willing to say that this is, in the 99.something%. Are the lowest ranked school in their given district for their given grade. So if you pick a grade, let's say seventh grade, you pick the grade, you pick the geographic area. I happen to be in, Keene, New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. I'd be willing to bet that the poorest performing school, the aggregate of poorest performing students go to the government school in seventh grade. The seventh graders, the poorest performing seventh graders, go to the government school in Keene, New Hampshire. And you pick any geographic area and any grade, and I'm willing to bet that 99% plus percent of the time that it is the government school, not the charter school. I'm sure that the charter schools, that there's a few examples you can trot out, but not many. And I'll bet you it's almost never the private schools.
I would absolutely tend to agree with that, because who would pay for a private school that didn't do what they wanted as parents? And that's the nice thing about a private school. You get to decide where your money goes, and your money goes only to the schools that you think are providing the education that people need.
And these parents that are protesting here, the government schools trying to keep their kids out because they want to opt out religiously or philosophically, what they're really arguing about, and I understand they're probably not saying this, but what they're really arguing about, because they're not protesting schools where their kids aren't allowed to go that they don't have to pay for. They're protesting having to pay for a school that their kid is then disallowed to go to for the reasons that they are disallowing them.
Right.
And that's what their real gripe is. Their gripe is about the payment. It's not about the policy. The policy is what they think they're griping about and what you hear the gripe about, but ultimately it comes down to, hey, people, stop forcing people to pay for your low-performing school. Why do you want everybody to pay for the crappy school?
Yeah.
Why not find the best school in a given geographic area for a given grade and send money to that one? Oh, because you don't control the philosophy of that school. You think you have the smallest say in the government school, so you want to continue propagating that one. Well, you don't. Mm-hmm. That's the big lie. The crap you think that they should teach in school, they're never going to teach because they're going to teach this sort of aggregate of what everybody wants.
Well, the thing is, but they're not even going to teach that. They're going to teach what the people in the club want them to teach. And when I talk about the club, I'm talking about the people who are actually in charge, the people who are running the Democratic and the Republican Party, because they always get a veto, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think they get, ultimately, they get what they want, but the people in the Democratic and Republican parties mostly attempt to, if they don't represent, they tell lies that sound like they're representing the philosophies of the given people within their parties, right? Like,
yeah.
What I'm saying is the Republicans will make it sound like they believe in free markets.
Well, you,
they make it sound like they believe in family values. They make it sound like they believe in this thing or that thing. And these are just lies. They're lies. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is look at what Republican politicians do, and you'll see, no, they don't believe in that stuff at all. And the same is true for the Democrats. They'll act like they're for the people. They'll act like they're supporting ethnically disadvantaged folks or whatever it is, whatever the bull crap that these politicians are talking about. And they're full of horse hockey.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's nothing more unbelievable than horses playing hockey.
Oh, that's funny. That's one of my favorite curses as popularized by Colonel Potter on MASH. Horse hockey.
Can you imagine strapping ice skates on horses? I mean, you'd have to shoot every single one of them at halftime. I mean, there wouldn't be anybody left. Horse hockey, it isn't just funny. It's dangerous. Horses die.
It's a bad plan.
It absolutely is. I brought in this vaccine issue because I knew that it's landmines upon landmines. It's wheels within wheels. It's like a meta conversation because there's so many conversations inside of this vaccine thing. So many ways to peel this particular onion, and I'm honestly stunned that we didn't have more people calling in and saying that we're attempting to destroy Western civilization by telling people that they are, by even not just towing the line. I see meme after meme after meme on social media talking about how stupid anti-vaxxers are. Now, I'm no anti-vaxxer. I want you to vaccinate your children.
I'm a pro-freedomer.
Yeah, that's what I'm for. But I also attempt to look at the sort of statistical likelihoods of things. And, you know, maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm right. I don't know. But neither do you. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tons of rain has caused flooding in Texas and Louisiana. Patrick Burke of the National Weather Service says river levels will remain high this week.
One of the big weather stories that's going to continue for a long while now is all of the flooding along the major rivers. The whole length of the Mississippi River is essentially in flood stage now, and other tributaries out towards the Missouri River and places in East Texas, that will take a long time to drain.
Chairman Adam Schiff of the House Intelligence Committee says that Congress must fight to preserve its oversight rights before the judicial branch, pushing back against the White House's efforts to block them.
They're just stonewalling. They want to draw this out as long as possible, and we're going to fight it. We are fighting it.
Schiff on ABC's This Week. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s.
But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk about whatever's on your mind here, this live edition. It's Mark with you.
And Rich Paul.
Let's go. Before we go to the phones, Rich Paul, I want to tell you about Edge Wallet. Edge Wallet is an application that you can use to hold cryptocurrencies. You can buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies. It's available on the Android and iOS marketplaces. It's user-controlled, meaning you control your money. It controls just about all the major forms of cryptocurrency: Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, many more. There's a veteran team building since 2014, and they're attempting to secure your freedom. All you have to do is let them. Go to edge.app. Secure your freedom at edge.app. Let's go to the phones. Got Matthew in Louisiana. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. I just wanted to say this, the local show this, in the morning, they had this, it's kind of a wide open show and they'll entertain all sorts of things. They had an anti-vaxxer on, and this woman's story was very compelling. And I was like, the biggest problem she had and what made her a hardcore anti-vaxxer is the fact that her kid kept having these side effects that were terrifying, and she was convinced they came from the vaccine and, you know, related to encephalitis, and she couldn't get anybody to listen to her.
Sure.
Which made her convinced that the medical profession is part of this grand conspiracy.
Well, I think that the problem is that when you deal with crazy people on a day-in and day-out basis, right, and there's no doubt that there's a certain amount of sort of screwballs in the anti-vax crowd. And there's a bunch of screwballs in lots of crowds.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I mean, you like it's like they made a system for screwballs to be screwballed. You know, they with the way that vaccine companies don't have to pay out, you know, a lawsuit, they just pay into a fund, and they have to pay the certain amount into the fund, and it doesn't matter. So they, you know, they're responsibility for.
They pay the same amount if right. if everybody dies as they pay if nobody dies.
Right. So they lack responsibility in that way.
Mm-hmm.
The whole medical sphere and basically the zeitgeist, you know, at least on the internet, from what I see, is that if you don't vaccinate your children, you're a you know, a cabin living Bible thumping lunatic, rubbing gunpowder on your wounds to solve your problems. I mean, I don't even know what the hell these mouth breathing dullards think, but that's what they think the same of me. I'm getting called a wee dumb. I'm getting called dumb here on Twitch. I mean, you know, like, whatever, you know, you ain't got the guts to call in.
Come on, Twitch, up your game.
Go ahead. What was that? Sorry, Matthew.
Do they spell dumb correctly?
Yeah, they did, but they didn't spell red crimson correctly.
Okay. But, yeah, the thing is, the story she told was very compelling, and if this had happened to my infant and I could not get an explanation from the medical professional, I would be a kook, too.
Right.
Well, not just that, but as a Christian, I'm not a Christian, but if I was a Christian and of one of the anti-vax denominations, and I actually thought that my child was going to suffer eternal torment if I let this vaccine into their body, and I guess there are some sects that believe this, well, then I would do absolutely anything, including kill you, to prevent that from happening. Because that's my child. So, I mean, when you contravene somebody else's religious beliefs, you really, in their mind, put their backs up against the wall where they have no choice.
Yeah, you presume that they don't actually believe what they say.
This wasn't a religious objection, but then it puts the government in a position that's really kind of strange and awkward, okay? We are going to force you at the point of a gun to take this, you know, force your kid to take this medicine to save their life, or we're going to kill you and maybe your kid too. Okay, this makes total sense.
Well, usually they won't go quite that far. I mean, in the case of Oregon, for instance, they say, well, you can't go to school, but we'll offer you homeschool as an option and a couple of other choices. Matthew, appreciate the call. Thanks for it. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Carl calling from New Jersey, listening to WPGG. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. I was listening to the young women from Connecticut. Their voices were disguised. They're students there, and they are so angry because the transgender boys that are converting the girls are winning all the races. They're winning all the sports events, and I think they're right. I mean, there are two genders, and the students should have the right to win. When the boys have become girls, they just can't win at all.
I'm not going to take a stance on whether there are two genders or not, but I will agree that sports is where this issue really pivots.
I think it's certainly an interesting area, but I will challenge the there are two genders argument, and this is how I'm going to challenge it. There is a definition of gender, okay, that says that is equivalent to sex, okay? That is, if you're a penis, if you have a penis, it's male. If you have a vagina, it's female. Okay, that's one definition of the word gender. There's another definition of the word gender, which is a newer definition that says gender is basically the the orientation of your personality, okay? So if you look at somebody who has multiple personality disorder, okay, they may have two personalities that are female, one personality that's male. Their sex is always the same because it describes their genitals, but their gender changes when they go from personality to personality. A transgender person is just an impoverished multi-personality person who only has one personality. Okay, and if you look at it that way, you can understand what people are meaning when they talk about transgenderism. And remember, when somebody is trying to communicate their best, it's the responsibility of the listener to try to understand what they're saying and to apply the same definitions that they're applying.
Carl, I'll let you respond, but then I've got something to say about the sports and that sort of thing.
Okay, can I respond again?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Here's what I got to say. It's what's in your J-E-A-N-S, not what's in your G-E-N-E-S.
In your genes, not in what's in your genes. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Thank you for it, Carl.
Thank you. Bye.
So I think you can sidestep all of this, Rich. I think what all you have to do is say, look, we're going to have two classes of sports. One is the XX classification of sports, the double X, meaning that you have to have two X chromosomes. And yes, there's got to be easy tests to determine whether somebody has two X chromosomes, right?
Oh, sure.
I mean, just a little pinprick, a little color change, and you can participate in the XX chromosome sports. We can call that sports women's.
Will there also be an XXY league and an XYY league?
Nope. We'll call the other one open. And at that point, anybody who does not fit the qualifications of XX cannot participate in XX, but they can participate in Open. And they have every opportunity to play sports in that particular league. There you go.
Well, that's an interesting way to look at it.
So one's exclusive, one's inclusive. That's my solution. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450. Free as in freedom here on Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a big tent approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. That's the live Mother's Day edition. Not that we're doing anything in particular for mothers, but... a big salute to all you gals.
Well, I will say happy Mother's Day, Ma. I hope you're still listening. I hope you didn't get horrified or bored.
Oh, God. Probably not bored with the way we've been across the board tonight. But it's been eugenics.
I haven't been across the board. I've been sitting right here in this chair.
Just right there. If you own or operate a retail business and you're looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance, I have the solution for you. It's helpmetakebitcoin.com. They make it easy for you. I mean, quite literally. 5 minutes in setup. If you already have a cryptocurrency wallet, it might be less than a minute. Helpmetakebitcoin.com walks you step by step. It could not be easier. The advantages of taking cryptocurrency at your business? Well, you'll have a new loyal customer base that will travel farther and visit more frequently your business. You'll have you'll likely get news stories from your local news outlets that you're taking cryptocurrency, especially if you're promoted in any way. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. It's HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. Let's go to Robin calling in from South Carolina. Robin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hi, what's on your mind, Robin?
Okay. I'm a healthcare provider.
Excellent.
And I'm very pro-vaccination.
Okay.
But I'm also very pro people get to do with their bodies what they want to do.
Okay. You're not going to find any disagreements here.
Huh?
Well, you're not going to find any disagreements here.
Well, I think as healthcare providers, we have a responsibility to try to establish relationships with our patients. And to educate our patients and maybe repeatedly educate our patients.
Yeah, sometimes you have to.
Yeah, and I've never found anyone swayed to an opinion by being belittled, called stupid, by being banned from a practice, things like that.
It just doesn't work.
No,
quite the opposite, as a matter of fact.
Exactly.
When people start pushing an opinion on me, like global warming, when people start saying the debate is over, I start thinking those people are on the wrong side of the debate.
Well, it makes you want to dig in your heels and be even more firm on the other side of it.
Exactly.
And
right.
I distrust that level of arrogance.
And look, right. I have a wife, so I'm wrong often. And... I, as a guy who's wrong relatively recently, I tell my wife, look, this the situation of trying to make somebody look dumb isn't going to help because, hey, I'm at the very least going to defend the notion that I am dumb,
right.
If nothing else. And if I'm defending that, then in the process, I may very well end up defending my position of anything else that you consider to be dumb. You don't want me to do that. What you want me to do is you want me converted to your way of thinking. And if that's the case, then, you know, there's a few ways to do it. Facts are great, but they're not everything when it comes to convincing people. And, Robin, as you rightly pointed out, you've got to approach people with love and understanding to get them to, you know, change their opinion. I'm not saying my wife is bad at that, by the way. She's actually quite good at it. But there are times when she becomes frustrated. And like any human being, you know, so many things on their plate, they want to take the shortcuts. And the shortcut is often, you're dumb, you shouldn't have an opinion, let me have the opinion, and it just doesn't work.
Well, patience is hard, and sometimes you just need to vent and get all the vitriol out of your system. So I do that on Facebook, and that way I can be nice to people in person, because I've already told three people they were dumb that day.
Thank you, Robin.
Well, it gets rough, but the other thing is I honestly think this whole mandating stuff, when you start telling people you're going to hold them down and inject things in their bodies against their will, it makes even someone like me who does believe in vaccines, and I've yet to see these kickbacks that I'm supposed to be getting as a healthcare provider. Looking forward to those.
But it
makes me want to defend the anti-vaxxers because and that's exactly what I don't want to do. But when
right.
I start pushing that hard, I start to want to go on that side.
100%.
You've got to calm down and be a little patient, you know. And again, building trust and rapport with somebody, I think, goes a long way. Not just information, but building a trusting relationship goes a long way.
Thank you for the call,
Absolutely.
Robin. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And as a firefighter, I guess I'm a former firefighter at this time. I have not been accepted on at the new the fire department yet. I've got my application in. As a firefighter, they offer the opportunity for us to get vaccines. They never, ever have told us that anything's mandatory or anything like that. So I agree with her that there isn't any kind of kickback, that whole notion that they're handing out checks to people. No, I don't believe it. Let's go to Donovan calling in from Virginia. Donovan, W-N-I-S. Donovan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going? I love your show.
Thank you.
So I wanted to interject the idea that, and this might be a myth. I don't know if I've ever seen it in the Bible, but Christians and people that talk about the Bible refer to angels as people who don't, like, have a sex. And I think through translation, it may have even got lost. Maybe it was people who didn't choose a sex or something like that. So I kind of, like, look at them sort of, like, from that perspective, like, a totally different point of view. You know, when you don't think about the physical aspect of a person that chooses to be transgender or what they're doing, like the way they dress, but the point of view of that person has to be very special.
I would agree. I have a few friends that are trans, and I think that they must be highly committed. That's what my philosophy on this is that I'm not going to give any. These people are highly committed. They're already taking a lot of grief. Why in the world would I give them additional grief?
Right.
It's not worth it.
Absolutely.
It's like the frame of mind that they're choosing, not really even a physical aspect. I mean, there is a physical aspect to it.
Exactly. And that's the difference between the way they use gender now and the way they use sex now. Used to be gender and sex meant the same thing.
Yeah.
And those are still perfectly reasonable usages, but now there's another sense to gender, which means more or less the sex of your personality. You know, and that's just fine. You can always add senses to words. You just can't arbitrarily forbid people from using the old sense as well.
But I kind of feel like, I mean, from what I've been taught to believe, let's say it that way, as a person of faith, that angels didn't have sex.
Yeah, I would call them that. Yeah, sexless creatures.
They didn't choose, or they didn't have a sex.
Yep.
And to me, that's kind of what a transgender person is. You know, since they don't choose, let's say they don't like the sex that they have, and they're choosing the other one, they might as well not have the one that they have.
Yeah, it's not my understanding of transgender, but it is an understanding, and I think it's a fine one. You're certainly not belittling them in any way. Donovan, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. You know, people are going to come to their understandings in the way that they come to their understandings. I don't see a problem with it. I was convinced on the gender issue, using the terminology, you know, like she instead of he for people, because I'm a big semantics guy. Like, this word has a meaning, and I follow the meanings.
Right.
But somebody on Facebook, and the idea of convincing somebody about something on Facebook is unlikely as it could possibly be. But somebody convinced me on Facebook. His name's Charles Johnson, actually. And he said, look, you can have words, you can serve words if that's what you wish to do. Or words were meant to serve us. You could choose to believe that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, humans created language. Language didn't create humans. So if you choose it, you can have words serve you. And in that circumstance, I say, well, yeah, fine. Words will serve me. I don't think anybody's going to be confused by the situation. Mm-hmm. Clearly, when Aria is standing in front of me and I use feminine pronouns regarding Aria because that's what she prefers, no one's confused about the 6-foot-tall individual with bright red hair and, you know, striped bobby socks and the skirt that she's wearing. I mean, like, they know that this is a person who is declaring loudly that she is quite different to the world.
Exactly. And what she's declaring to me isn't even so much I am a woman, but I want to be treated like a woman. Well, most of the time, if somebody wants me to treat them a particular way, I will generally acquiesce.
Well, the way that I treat a woman,
no hardship to me.
Oh, the way that I treat a woman is vanishingly similar to the way I treat a man. So it's not hard, right? It's a use of some pronouns, and that's about it.
Yeah, well, see, I open doors, and I do things like
that.
And I open doors for Ari. I'm more likely to open a door for a woman than
agreed, I'm more likely. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.